This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Oh, dear. Joker 2, top trending topic, $40 million at the box office. No one cared. Mm-mm. No one went to go see it. Womp womp.
It didn't flip. It flopped.
It flopped.
That's
hard.
What I'm seeing.
Yeah, people were not interested in going to see it. No one wanted to see a musical.
Yeah. And
shocking.
Nobody likes Lady Gaga anymore.
Is that it?
That's it. Yes, that's what it is.
Okay.
That's what I heard. I don't know anything about superhero movies. I heard it was because nobody likes her anymore.
Yeah. Not to worry, tonight, Taylor Swift will be at the Chiefs game on Monday Night Football. Chiefs are playing the... Who are they playing?
I don't know.
The Florida, Miami Dolphins. Florida,
okay. Dolphins. That's Florida, why she's Dolphins. Going then. Because they're probably going to dominate the Dolphins.
Is that right?
So, yeah.
They're playing the Saints.
Oh, the Saints?
Okay.
Yeah. But if they start to lose, it looks like they're going to lose. She'll probably get out of there, so she's not seen with that loser.
You think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would.
I got to go.
It's all PR.
Get out of there.
Well, a lot of people are reacting to last night's football game, Sunday Night Football on NBC. For some reason, they hired Celine Dion to do the pregame little promo. It's like a 2-minute piece where Celine Dion goes, "You know, the greatest thing about football is it brings people together." And it's like starts playing her all coming back to me now, yeah, on piano. It's like a weird. I'm like, what
that's
are you
weird.
Is this just trying to bring more women in, TJ? Is like that why you hire? I don't think of Celine Dion when I think of football.
No,
at all.
Well, you know, a wise person receives a lot of flack from I would say viewers and listeners of people who don't pay attention to the society the way the wise man does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that wise man has been saying that for a while, that the NFL is catering to women. They're turning it into a women's entertainment network kind of thing.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. So, you know, it'd be like, men actually like pound cake or angel food cake and stuff like that. You just throw something sweet in front of a man, he'll eat it. But that's what women like, cake with no icing.
Sure.
And so that's what you give them, nonstop, make everything cake with no icing, and or mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Men will eat it. You can count on them to eat it because they'll eat anything. But you got to get women in there all the time. So that's why Celine Dion would be part of football.
Boom.
Take that to the back. Celine Dion and Taylor Swift and, you know, all of the things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then it was reported yesterday that Madonna's brother just died. This is like 2 weeks after her stepmom died. She was really close to, and her brother died. But here's what she said about him. She said, "My brother was right by my side. He had a sharp tongue, which he sometimes used against me, but I always forgave him." He did write a book about her, My Life with Madonna or something, and she was not happy about it.
I didn't even know she had a brother.
I didn't either.
Yeah, he was the creative director on her Blonde Ambition tour, the big, you know, world tour that she did early on. Mm. So, but apparently they did not get along, and she took the time of his death to point that out. They didn't always get along. Please don't do that to me, brothers.
Right. Yeah.
What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. So pass
it
away.
It was not necessary. Just don't say anything.
Yeah, maybe just leave
him. You know, if you're pretending to say something nice about him, but then you throw in a little jab, just don't say anything if you really want to say something nice.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe that's the right thing to do. So I got a little game on a Monday morning. The title of the game, Louisiana or Not. This will be fun for all of us, including TJ. We'll get to it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's well known TJ does not like games. But I love a game, and I think he's going to like this one. It's called Louisiana or Not. I've got three criminals, and you're going to tell me whether you believe these criminals are from Louisiana or not.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm the only one playing?
Everybody can play, but I think you're going to be sort of the real knowledgeable one on this, because you know Louisiana back and front. 52-year-old man, and I've changed their names just to not give you any clues. 52-year-old man named Gregory G., arrested three times in 1 week for the same criminal offense, and that was loving himself in his own driveway. Three times in a week, he was arrested for the same thing.
That is not Louisiana.
Incorrect. That is Louisiana. would you like to take a guess at what part of Louisiana? Because I've heard this one.
South Louisiana.
Metairie.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, South Louisiana. It's close to New Orleans, Metairie.
That's right. Three times arrested, 52 years old, in a lawn chair in his own driveway, loving himself.
He couldn't have just walked in the front door.
No. Had to be in the driveway.
It's too hot in the house.
Exactly. A pastor was convicted of child abuse at a school he founded. He was convicted after he was taping the children's mouths closed because they were talking too much. He said, I pulled out a roll of clear scotch tape and said, I'm going to give you a choice. We can either go downstairs and call your parents and you can wait in the lobby to be suspended, or you can get tape on your mouth and learn how to be quiet during class. Is that from Louisiana or not?
Yes.
That is correct. That is from Slidell, Louisiana.
Again, South Louisiana.
And you pick scotch tape, that comes right off.
Yeah, right. I mean, but also that shows that it wasn't that serious.
Right.
Well, it is interesting. During his sentencing, he said he is the victim of cancel culture.
Yeah, I think so too. Put scotch tape on kids. How old are they?
I think fourth grade.
Yeah.
There were a couple other things that happened, but this
if it's just the scotch tape part, then yeah, that was overblown.
Okay. And then finally, a woman wanted for second-degree murder. Her name is Precious. Saw her own mugshot appear on the local Crime Stopper Facebook page, to which she then commented, "That picture ugly." And the Facebook page responded, "Precious, you're always welcome to head over to the sheriff's office and take a new picture if you want, or you can wait to take it when someone turns you in to collect the $1,000 reward." Well, she took it seriously and showed up thinking she was going to get the $1,000, and she did not. She was just arrested.
You don't say.
I'm going to say that is from central to north Louisiana.
It is in Louisiana. It is in St. Martin Parish,
Louisiana. No, it's still south Louisiana.
Okay. So two mugshots for her. She thought she was going to collect that $1,000.
I could see that coming more from the country area of Louisiana, you know, central to north.
Yeah.
Rather than the Cajun part. But I was wrong. All three of those came from the Cajun part of Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. She said, that picture ugly.
I'm going to get my $1,000.
Oh, precious.
Who would want their mugshot retaken out of everybody on the show? Is that Lindsay?
Mm. Well.
I don't know. I'd probably be pretty.
You might be right up there.
We'd go together and be like, can we take them together? We're better together. And I'm like, sure.
You'd be asking the jailer, up and tilt.
Yeah.
Make sure you up and tilt.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Hey, we really need you to sign up for that golf tournament we got coming up. Yeah, we've had a lot of stuff going on and haven't been able to put a lot of emphasis on that because we got so many other things that have been happening and things coming at us from here and yon. But we do need teams to sign up for the golf tournament. It is to benefit our charity Peyton's Promise that does all kinds of things from sending money to groups to help for help in natural disasters to individuals who need help with wheelchair ramps being built to their homes and people who have suffered fires and things like that. So the golf tournament raises money for that, and it is November 12th. 11th. November 11th at some golf course. What is it called?
North Stone Country.
That's right. North Stone Country Club. It's a lot of fun, and you'll enjoy it and help raise money for our charity. So go to tjriggins.com/golf and get your team signed up. Get many teams signed up. That's the thing to do. All right. So they've asked people what they would think about cloning themselves. You know, the technology to be able to clone yourself. Would you want to do that? And Riggins, would you want to clone yourself? And I think they don't mean necessarily like after you're dead, a clone of you comes back. They mean there'd be two of you.
No.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
No.
No interest.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. I don't think my wife could handle that. Like having to yell at two people 24 hours a day. Same thing.
Good point.
Lindsay, would you?
I would.
Yeah, most women in the thing said that they would.
Yeah. I'd want to be two places at different times and or same time, you know. Mm-hmm. There's not enough of me.
Yeah, to do things like take care of the kids, go yeah. like one could take the kids to this and then the other one could take the other kid to the baseball game, mm-hmm. and, you know, things like that.
Okay, mm-hmm. that makes That's more what, sense.
You yeah. know, women use it as a way to say, "Hey, I don't want another one of me because I'm so great."
Right.
They do it in a way of celebrating their martyrdom. Mm-hmm. There needs to be two of me to be able to serve more people.
I'm so busy.
Because I'm, you know, this, that, and the other. But I really don't think that women would like having a clone.
Because they're competitive mm-hmm. naturally?
They'd be jealous.
Jealous, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who does she think she is?
I would. I would. Yeah. She's you. Yeah, but I'm crazy, so.
You'd be like, oh, God. Do they lose weight exactly the same, or do they?
Now that would be an issue.
See, because would the clone pick out her own clothes? If so, then the original person would be making fun of the clone for, you know, yeah. going around looking like, hey, what is she wearing? Ugh. Oh my God, I wouldn't wear that. You need to go change because I would never wear something like that.
And does your husband mm-hmm. like both? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, is he married to both of them? Right. I don't know. Does the clone, though, since it's not a real person, get put in the closet every night? Like a, or put, you know, on a charger? Like, like the Zumba?
Yeah.
A Roomba, I mean, not the Zumba, the Roomba.
That's crazy.
That, yeah.
So I don't think they think about that.
No, they didn't think that through.
Mm-mm. Mm. So think that through, ladies, before y'all start cloning yourself.
Yeah.
The jealousy might hit you and you know the other one may dress nasty. You don't want that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Sponsored by the Richard Tocato Companies. Our man Richard Tocato can help you if you want to get money out of the equity in your home, you know. Interest rates going down, all that stuff. He's your guy if you want to get some money out and pay some bills with it, get out of debt, do whatever you want, save thousands a month in some cases. That's what he does for the people who listen to and watch our show. So go to homewithrichard.com, homewithrichard.com. Okay. We have in the stupid audio category something that I think is going to be very sad to people. It was sad to me. I didn't like this one bit. It is a young woman who is talking about a first date that she just went on that could, she said, be the shortest first date ever. So listen carefully.
I put makeup on just for this date, so it better go well. And I'm not posting this probably if it doesn't. It did not go well. Truthfully, it lasted less than 2 minutes. I walked up. He gave me a hug and said, "Are you hungry? Let's go inside." We went inside. He said, "Actually, can you step outside for a minute?" I stepped back outside and he said, "I'm not trying to offend you, but I'm just not feeling it." So I walked to my car and came back home. Dating when you're fat sucks.
Hmm. So she attributes the fact that he changed his mind so quickly is because she's overweight.
Sounds that way. But a lot of people
think, you think it had, that's what it had to be, Regan?
No, I don't think it had to be that. But also A lot of people are making the point, you're not committing to marrying the person. It's a first date. That was rude of him to do.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. He shouldn't have done
whatever that. The reason is, if it's not going to work out, it's fine. It's a dinner. You don't have to be so rude. Like, can you step out of my house? I'm not feeling it. Mm. You're a jerk.
Yeah.
Oh, he was at it. I thought I pictured it being at a restaurant.
Oh, I did too.
Maybe it was, but the way he said, like, come on in. I don't know. I just assumed it was his house, but. And I just have to take her word for it because that's what she said, but.
I think it's worse if it's at his house.
Yeah, it is way worse.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel super bad for her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah. But would you put that on the social medias? If you were her, still in the car, sitting there, this is what happened?
No, but she needed a pick-me-up, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And trust me, I have been on the other side of that many times. Because I tried what, you know, you would think about doing with an internet date or something back before there was internet. And it was just, you know, them calling the radio station and sounding like they were pretty and wanting to meet up with me at the mall or something. And that had never happened where it turned out where we did have something. You know what I'm saying? That's an easy way of saying you know, I'm not attracted to you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I've spent many a wasted minute sitting eating Sbarro, you know, because I'm just sticking with the date that we had because I, you know, wasn't going to be rude.
Yeah. And it was a true blind date.
Yeah.
What you had. Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly.
Right.
It's the gentlemanly thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And that was when I first came to the realization that a lot of times teaching aerobics, which they all said they do back then, that was a teacher aerobics. Can make you big, because that's obviously what happened to all of those who were teaching aerobics that I met. But I digress.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
TJ's favorite Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian, is feeling the wrath of the internet today. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's been a new hearing scheduled for the Menendez brothers to review some new evidence about their father's, molestation of them, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's scheduled for the end of November.
Yeah.
And they're attributing that to the success of this Netflix show.
And Kim Kardashian. No, she's on the case.
Mm-hmm. I saw
she's
that.
On the case.
On the case.
I saw that Kim had commented on it. And I think it's because you really don't hear about the Kardashians much anymore. They have been pretty silent mm-hmm. over the last year or so. So I think she's trying to get her name back out there. I'm like, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be something? That would be a pop culture story if Kim Kardashian like unseals all this stuff and breaks them out.
She has gotten people freed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's her new game plan. Mm-hmm. A lot of people discussing football over the weekend. Vanderbilt upsets Alabama at home. Crazy thing to happen.
Yeah.
I've not seen anything. They said it was the first upset of a top-ranked team for Vanderbilt. So they fans rushed the field. They took out the goalpost and threw it in the river. And it was
they marched
thing.
It down Dang. What they call Broadway.
Yeah.
That's that main tourist street in there.
It's a thrilling game.
Yeah, I don't think Vanderbilt has even beaten Alabama in general since 1984.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My birth year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All eyes on Hurricane Milton. Milton.
Milton.
Milton. I can't even do that anymore. It's an old R. Kelly song. But Hurricane Milton set to make landfall in Florida later this week as a Category 3 hurricane. Mm. So, I mean... people in Tampa and obviously all over the place are still dealing with the devastation from Hurricane Helene. So now, you know, just a few days later, Hurricane Milton on the way. Mm. Catastrophic storm.
It's bad. Pray for them.
Absolutely. And then Kourtney Kardashian trending this morning because over the weekend she posted a photo of her front yard and her interesting Halloween decorations. Here's what they look like. It's two inflatable skeletons having adult time.
Yeah, kind of like in a sutra pose.
Yeah.
Now, let me clarify something here, Riggins, what you said a minute ago. My favorite Kardashian. She's not my favorite Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
She is the Kardashian sister that I think looks. She's more my taste as far as looks.
Okay.
But knowing how gross she is and how ill-mannered she is, especially since she's been out in the open with this Blink 182 guy or whatever band he's in, she's not my favorite Kardashian. I think she's boorish, actually.
The internet is coming down on her.
She's pretty in my eyes.
Kim said she's the least interesting to look at.
Yeah, she did.
Well, I don't know whatever that means.
Yeah.
But people are coming down on her hard for this. No wonder her kid moved out. How embarrassing. It's not like she cares anyway. She's got a new family. You have children and you think the skeleton's position is appropriate. Ugh, tacky. I mean, they are just ripping her from limb to limb. For you being a mother that cares about what your children put in their mouths, you should also be vigilant about what they see. Do better, Courtney. She's a big vegan, health food nut. So,
but she is trashy, so.
There you go.
That fits.
So yesterday I was just enjoying my Sunday afternoon and then someone rang my doorbell, a total stranger. And what happened next is shocking. I'll tell you next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I had a really weird interaction with a stranger yesterday afternoon. I was walking the dog and got home and like cleaned the house a little bit. I was getting things ready for the day, doing some laundry, just typical Sunday stuff. And then I sit down to watch the Fox NFL pregame that started at, I think, 11. So I'm sitting there watching it. My dog's sitting there on the couch with me, and then the doorbell rings. I'm like, I am not expecting anybody. It's 11 a.m. on a Sunday. And I just, as I'm walking to the door, I look out the window, and it's a little old lady, like gotta be 75, 80 years old, in a pair of jorts and like a flowery blouse and some like Skechers on. I'm like, what is this? I was like, I'm assuming she's from the HOA telling me like, time to take those ferns down or something. I didn't know what it was going to be. So I open the door and she's standing right at the glass on the storm door. So I have to I open it. I'm like, oh, excuse me, I'll come out here because I got the dog in it. And and it's clear she's frantic.
Uh-huh.
She says, can you help me? I'm so sorry. Or she's got a southern accent. Can you help me? I'm so sorry. I was like, sure, what's going on? She goes, I'm trying to meet my daughter in downtown. And then she names the city I live in downtown. I said, okay, which is about 4 miles from me. So she's still got a little ways to go. Can you give me the directions to get to downtown? I was like, oh, sure. Yeah. You just make a left and just keep going. You're going to go through a couple of lights. You'll see this grocery store. You'll see this place and it'll be right down there. It's a straight shot. And she goes, okay. And she pulls out a little notepad and she starts writing it down. I'm like, okay, this is so weird. And I said, have you called your daughter? And she goes, yeah, she just tells me to keep looking at my phone. But the problem is they've hacked my phone. I said, oh, no. And she goes, and it's been going on forever. I said, who hacked your phone? She goes, I don't know, but it's been going on for 9 months. So when I typed it into my Google Maps to get there, it's only given me directions on a bicycle.
They hacked her phone,
and it's only given her directions on a bicycle. Now, if you've ever used the Google Maps app, you know it's an option. Like, if you want to fly, if you want to walk, if you want to drive. So, I didn't piece it all together until she was already walking back out, and then I went, her phone's not hacked. She just doesn't know how to use Google Maps. So now I feel like this could be my mom, a southern version of my mom. So I put my flips back on and I run back out to her car and she's still in there fiddling with her phone. I was like, can I show you something on your phone? So she goes, yeah. So I open her phone up, open the Google Maps app, and I switch it over for her.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the direction, and it's still, the directions were go left for 4 miles. It wasn't complicated. But that was my good deed for the day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I felt good about it.
And there's been a day, Riggins, that you wouldn't have gone back out there and done that.
Yeah.
You know, you've grown so much.
I have grown. And it's so boring living in the suburbs. Any human interaction I can have, I'm taking it because I get so lonely out there. So, yeah, that was my good deed for the day.
That's awesome. Yeah, you saved her life.
Oh. I did. I saved her life.
Are you crying, Lindsay?
Yeah. A little bit.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There will be a new edition of TJ and Jody's House, the podcast, posted on all of our whatever you call it, digital platforms at noon Eastern, 11 Central today. You don't want to miss that. I'm talking about fire, y'all, fire. Jody and I mixing it up. Pow-pow.
Battling it
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Rock 'em, sock 'em, love bots. That's what we are. Rock 'em, sock 'em, love bots. It's so fun. So fun. A lot of weddings coming up, and then people are trying to downsize their weddings in a lot of ways because of the expense of it and everything. That's why you see so many people getting married at Walmart and Daisy and parking lots and things like that. Lindsay, you had a big wedding, didn't you?
It was destination, so I guess you could say, but only like 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and your husband commemorated everything, your bond together, with tattoos, right?
Did we did.
Tattoos?
What?
We did. Yeah. We did. The day after.
Yeah. What
was that stupid?
What does it say?
It's the coordinates of where we got married.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we got them where we got married in Key West.
Okay. So I guess it's the biggest church at Key West?
Yeah. Outside.
Did they have to shave your arm for that?
They did. They did.
Mm-hmm. Well, of all the moves you've made in your life, I'd say that's the best one.
Thank you.
Yeah, way
Thank
to think you. That one through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Well, we're still together. Good news.
Yeah. No, I think that's adorable.
It's sweet.
If you're in jail.
Oh, my mom was so upset about it. Yeah. Why would you do that?
Was that his first tattoo?
No.
No, he's got others. Mm-hmm.
One other.
Okay.
Believe, achieve. One way it says believe, one way it says achieve.
Hell and it's yeah, right here.
Yeah. And he did. Yeah. I make fun of him. I'm like, oh, yeah, believe, achieve. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm going to smash so many beers tonight. Believe, achieve. If you believe in yourself, you can achieve it yourself.
I got to see a picture of
that.
It's wild.
It's a pep talk. You know, yep. Sounds like one of those pep talks coming from Lyle Menendez in the movie. We got to do this, bro. Rich.
Someone grab the funnel.
Crying.
But this is something I heard a rumor about something, and I'm wondering if it's true. I heard that if someone plays in the major leagues, Major League Baseball, for one day even, then they've got Major League Baseball health care the rest of their life. Is that true? Because her husband played in the major leagues.
Not for the rest of your... I don't know. I don't think that's true. Or he doesn't have it.
Maybe he could get it.
Maybe. Maybe we're missing out.
Yeah.
He had it through his contract, but...
Yeah, this thing that I saw was from a sports... what do you call it? Sports social media account.
We got to look into this.
Yeah, look it.
Interesting. You know.
Did he get that tattoo so when he was pitching, like when he would hold the ball up, it would say believe, and then he'd throw it would say achieve?
Now that I'm thinking, he's a lefty, and he did it on his right, so he missed his opportunity there. Yeah.
See if that healthcare covers a tattoo removal.
Yeah.
That'd be the best, yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
From the Calitrin Studios, if you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, not having to get expensive shots with side effects, then order Calitrin today, tjriggins.com/weightloss. tjriggins.com/weightloss for Calitrin. All right, so here is where I was going first with that whole wedding discussion thing we ended up talking about. Lindsay getting a jailhouse tattoo to match her husband's when they got married. But this is a woman describing how you can determine whether or not to invite someone to your wedding. Okay.
One of my best friends, when I was wedding planning, told me this: if someone won't pass the FaceTime test, they should not be invited to your wedding. If you randomly rogue FaceTimed someone and if they were shook or like surprised or just like not really quick to answer, that person probably shouldn't be at your wedding.
Okay. Now, that makes sense. You're not around them very much and whatever. You want to make the the guest list as narrow as possible because of expenses and all that. This woman, Riggins, would not be invited to my wedding or anything else, I don't think. And can you tell me why?
Because she's super hot?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't have anything against hot people.
Then no, I don't know.
You know?
Her accent?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The way she talks. I could not stand being around her for more than 5 seconds. 5 minutes, I mean.
I didn't even pick up. What was the accent? I didn't even notice.
Kind of like yours. Well, no, I'm kidding.
It's a big, your wedding. Yeah.
Friends, when I was wedding planning, told me this. If someone won't pass the FaceTime test, they should not be invited to your wedding. If you randomly rogue FaceTimed someone, and if they were shook or like surprised or just like not really quick to answer, that person probably shouldn't be at your wedding.
The
speech pattern of the
long
that
words.
That fake way that people speak now. Mm-hmm. This is not a real thing. They do it on purpose.
It's kind of like a... Like a
right? And then they go up at the end of the words instead of landing words.
Mm-hmm.
They go up when they're talking, and it makes them seem more childlike. And
a little crazy, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you thought she was hot, though, Riggins?
I think so, yeah.
And so... the term rogue FaceTiming, that means just at random call somebody you don't normally talk to.
Which is diabolical. I mean, honestly, that is a crazy thing. Unless you're super close or dating the person or a family member, to just randomly FaceTime people is an odd move.
So agreed.
I wouldn't be invited.
Even some of my best friends would be like shocked I'm FaceTiming them because I don't FaceTime people every day.
Yeah, the only time I FaceTime someone is when they've told me. All right, go ahead and FaceTime me so I can look at whatever this problem is you've got. Like Rob, we'll do that. And because I don't know if y'all realize this, Rob is very good at identifying rashes.
Really?
Yeah. This is, so he'll say, "No, get the phone way down there. Let me see.
I need a little more light."
Got that. But most of the time on FaceTiming, I'm answering it. Somebody else is FaceTiming me.
Yeah, it's crazy. So if you're not even supposed to be a little surprised when somebody randomly FaceTimes you, then you're not invited to the wedding. It's like, get a grip. Yeah.
I'd find that rule, and then no matter who it was, it could be my daughter and FaceTime me and go, "Oh, what are you doing calling me?"
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be invited to anybody's wedding.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now Trending, sponsored by No More Last Days. Great organization helping save dogs that are at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. It's a brand new organization. They're doing awesome work. You can visit them at the Carolina Renaissance Festival every weekend through November, or you can learn more at tjriggins.com/last days. They're great. So history was made by LeBron James yesterday. LeBron and his son, Bronny, played in a preseason game together.
Oh.
And it's the first time it's ever happened in the NBA, a father-son duo on the court at the same time. Pretty interesting pictures that have come out. I mean, LeBron's down on the ground. His son is helping him pick him back up off the court. So, yeah, I thought that was it. Did you ever have experience with LeBron, Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah.
Was he a nice person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not one-on-one, but I've, you know, been around.
Around. Yeah, Lindsay was a dancer in the NBA for many years, so just curious. And LeBron has been in the NBA for what, 40 years?
50 years? Yeah.
Something like that.
He old. Well,
she wasn't a dancer in the NBA. She was a dancer for NBA players. It's a different thing.
It's a little different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, her
private.
Her work started after the game.
I'm a dancer for the players.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Crumble was trending over the weekend. This is because of how unhealthy Crumble cookies are. I think Crumble's a little overrated myself, but this is their new cookie. It's called the Brownie Sundae.
Mm-hmm.
It's one brownie with all the trimmings on it, but people were talking about it because here are the nutrition facts for that one cookie.
Oh.
1,100 calories.
Who cares?
I kind of agree. You know what you're getting into with a brownie, but 1,100 does seem a little excessive for a brownie.
I think that's a full day's worth of food.
Yeah, I mean... 196% of your daily saturated fat in there, so 200%.
Yes.
It's just, they're unhealthy.
But people who are going to crumble don't care.
Yeah. Right.
They're either really, really fit and they're having a treat, or they're really, really unfit and they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True. It's not bothering them that they're eating 1,130 calories or whatever in a single brownie.
Do you even consider eating the whole thing, or is this a splitsies situation? To the girls on the show, that would be TJ and Lindsay.
Oh, I'm eating the whole thing.
You're eating the whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought we could split it. We used to splitsies all the time.
I know, but I mean, I was imagining myself being there alone.
Oh.
And, you know, like maybe saving the rest for later or something.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It does look good, though. The brownie sundae at Crumble. It is spooky season, y'all. We're going to get real spooky, real scary coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So for years, TJ has said, I don't want to watch anything else about Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, who else? Charles Manson. Like, we've seen enough of the docuseries slash documentaries slash scripted TV shows about those guys.
Yeah, nothing is going to come out about those most famous serial killers that I don't know.
Yeah.
That I haven't heard ad nauseum.
It seems like it's those three Usual Suspects coming up every time in a new show. But there's a new list out of the top seven states that have produced the most serial killers. And it's kind of a surprising list. TJ, would you like to guess the state at number seven?
Yeah, Louisiana.
That is correct.
Oh.
Louisiana producing a lot of serial killers. Interesting. Now, Ted Bundy, John Wayne Gacy, none of these guys are on this list of states that have produced the most serial killers. But Oregon is at number six. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Washington also makes sense. That's number five.
Wait, can I see if the other ones are in there?
Like, yeah, sure.
California used to be number one, but it's not now, I don't think.
California is number four.
Nevada.
Nevada is number two.
Yeah. I know Alaska's way up there.
That is number one. Alaska.
Oh, wow.
Producing a lot of serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're bored or something. I'm not really sure. And then number three, you got to choose number three.
Is it Utah or something?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. Florida. That's where Bundy was from, then Florida.
I believe Ted Bundy and Eileen Wuornos, the female serial killer, rare female serial killer.
But she was originally from Louisiana. So
was she?
Gets both of them, yeah.
I should have told you that. I should have been able to tell you that. She was a wild one. So, Louisiana on the list. Did you know any serial killers growing up, TJ?
No.
You didn't? Okay.
No. Well, if I did, they hadn't been caught yet.
Fair enough. So, that's super spooky. Are you going to tease your Halloween costume, Lindsay?
I can tease it.
Are you just going to hard launch it on social media?
Oh, I think I'm just going to hard launch it. Okay. I thought you meant right now. Yeah, I'm going to hard launch it.
No, I wouldn't ask you to reveal any details now. But
I can't.
TJ, any plans for you to do a Halloween costume?
No.
No pumpkin patches? Are you going to carve pumpkins at least?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Just not in the Halloween spirit?
No, it's not that. It's just that's a kid activity.
Yeah.
And our kids are grown. One of them lives in Nashville, so.
Yeah.
Oh. And even when they were little, they were all about starting the pumpkin carving, but then they weren't about finishing the pumpkin carving.
Yeah.
Where did they get that from, TJ? That's a total mystery.
I have no idea.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you for supporting us and being there, no matter where there is. We appreciate it. Okay, there is a podcast, and this is a, what is this one called, Riggins? Something about the Bible?
Girls Gone Bible.
Girls Gone Bible. And this is a conversation that I think is going to make a lot of men upset. And let's see how many women agree with it.
He said, what's your biggest ick? I have mine. It's not men who drink. And it has nothing to do with me being sober, because even when I was drinking, this was my thing. If I could be literally madly in love, truly madly in love with a man, and if I see him drunk, like not just like a little drunk, like borderline sloppy or like out of control or slurring his words, immediate turn off, immediate shut off from me, done.
I'm done. I won't even do it. I will not date a guy that gets drunk.
Do you know what it is, too? Because we love manly men so much. Yeah. And we love leaders and men who are tough and strong and like in control. That's like what the definition of a man is he's in control of himself and his surroundings. And so if I see you just like,
it is the most disgusting, most feminine, weird. It is
not good.
I'm done.
So... if a man gets to the point of being so drunk that he doesn't have full control of himself, he's sloppy drunk, they consider that to be feminine.
That's wild.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense, though. And it also flies in the face of people saying that the new man is not feminine. I mean, is not masculine. And although the man that women want now are, you know, they don't want that masculinity. They want a man who... just supportive of them and all of that stuff. Mm.
And they are super hot. Did you see this
video? Oh, are they?
Just in case you're thinking like, oh, who cares?
They don't talk hot. I'm shocked by that. Yeah, no. They're super their voices hot. Drive me crazy.
They don't talk hot.
Yeah.
I never. Yeah, they do say like a little too much for me, but yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah, they got God in their soul. Mm-hmm. But I never heard it described like that. And I never pieced that together, that it's a feminine thing to be sloppy
Yeah,
drunk.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your emotions are just out there leading you. You can't control yourself.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So I decided this morning when I heard that the first time that the only time I'm going to get sloppy drunk like that is after my wife goes to bed. And then I'm going to do it every night.
Yeah.
So that's what a real man does.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Lindsay got to do something over the weekend that that all parents of all young children love doing. They went to the pumpkin patch.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So sweet.
Yeah.
Such a hassle.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be, yeah.
Yeah.
So where did y'all go?
We went to Hall Family Farm. They not only have pumpkins, they have anything you can think of. They have playgrounds. They have animals. They have a coffee shop. They have funnel cakes. everything.
It's a big carnival, hey, rise. Basically.
Yeah.
Like a fall festival out there.
Yeah.
So it's more than just picking pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. It's like a $300 day.
$300?
Wow.
Yeah.
It wasn't a $300 day when my kids were little.
Yeah.
Holy.
Times have a change.
So what all did y'all buy that cost $300?
I mean, I don't even think. I'm probably exaggerating a little bit, but the food is expensive. The pumpkins are expensive. I mean, we probably spent $80 on pumpkins. We each got a pumpkin. Four pumpkins. We were going to paint them, you know, because they're too young to carve them. But everything's just over the top. You know, you pay for the hayride. You pay for the pumpkins. You pay for everything. I mean, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But not all of them is like, but it was, I mean, it's a rite of passage, so to speak. When your kids are little, you go to a pumpkin patch.
Yeah, we got cute pictures.
You
got to
go to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
She just said something that I think is a part of it, too. Yeah. Taking the cute pictures, that's as a big a part of it, right?
I'd pay $300 for the pictures. Right. I mean, you know what I mean? it's a fun time. But.
Yeah. Well, I saw the video there. Your little boy look really cool in his hat backwards, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And did he enjoy it? Because the littler ones sometimes don't like it as much.
He's in a phase where he doesn't like anything, so I'm not sure what's going on with him. But we're in the two phase. Yeah. So, you know, he's just kind of a little, you know.
Brat.
I want to say, brat's a good word. I was going to say a cuss word, but I can't.
I'm still in that phase.
Yeah, did,
you're still
did
there.
Your cuss word in with the word head?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
But as long as you get the cute pics.
That's right.
You're all right.
Yep.
But you know what? You're going to look back someday and they'll be like my kids. They'll be grown and you'll say, I wish we could take them to the pumpkin patch again.
Oh.
Those things that we complained about and all.
Yep.
I'd do it again. I do that all the time, but not about the pumpkin patch,
right?
or kids' birthday parties. Those are the two things I don't want to, you know, relive.
Yeah,
for nostalgia purposes.
No,
But be that as it may, I love them.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.